Actors, politicians now criticized for biblical views on homosexuality. Written by Steve Bias. Tuesday, February 12, 2019. From the halls of Congress, to corporate boardrooms, to the motion picture industry, there is a rising tide of intolerance for Christians who hold to a view that takes the authority of the Bible seriously. The latest example came in the form of a blast by actress Ellen Page last Thursday, who played Kitty Pryde in X-Men films, against Guardians of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt, shown. Page criticized the Pratt for simply attending a church, Hillsong Church, a megachurch also attended by Kendall and Kylie Jenner, as well as Justin Bieber. Page's problem with Hillsong is that the pastor, Carl Lentz, has stated that homosexuality is a sin. Pratt responded to Page's caustic remarks on Monday. Considering that Christian churches have said, basing their beliefs on the Bible, which is considered by most Christians to be the Word of God, that any sexual relations outside of marriage between a man and a woman is a sin, this is certainly not a novel view. This would include homosexual activity, but it would also include, for example, adultery between two individuals, at least one of whom is married to someone else. Pratt's attendance at Hillsong became public when he appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, where he was asked about his religious views. Pratt told Colbert that he had just concluded a 21-day Daniel fast, after being encouraged to do so by his pastor. "If the spotlight that is shining on you is brighter than the light that's within you, it will kill you," Pratt told Colbert. Pratt did not bring up homosexuality, or any other kind of sexual sin with Colbert. But the mere fact that Pratt even attends a church where the pastor agrees with the biblical view that sex outside of marriage is a sin was enough to get Page riled up. If you are a famous actor and you belong to an organization that hates a certain group of people, don't be surprised if someone simply wonders why it's not addressed, Page said in a tweet. "Being anti-LGBTQ is wrong, there aren't two sides," Page, who is a lesbian, recently appeared on Colbert's show as well, and used that appearance as an opportunity to condemn Vice President Mike Pence. Colbert's show, while billed as a late-night comedy show, is actually a non-stop political program filled with hateful remarks about Republicans in general, and President Donald Trump in particular. Page's specific beef with Pence is that he supports conversion therapy, in which homosexuals are urged to leave that lifestyle. "If you are in a position of power and you hate people, and you want to cause suffering to them, you go through the trouble, you spend your career trying to cause suffering, what do you think is going to happen? Kids are going to be abused, and they're going to kill themselves. And people are going to be beaten on the street. This needs to f**king stop," Page declared, referring to Pence. "Of course, believing something is a sin, such as coveting, doesn't mean one hates the one who commits the sin. After all, it is generally accepted doctrine of Catholics and evangelicals both that every person has committed sin. To hate every person who has therefore committed sin would be to hate every human being, including oneself." In an Instagram post on Monday, Pratt defended his church from Page's attack, noting that she had said his church hates people. Pratt denied that accusation, saying, "Nothing could be further from the truth. I go to a church that opens their doors to absolutely everyone," he added. "I am not a spokesman for any church or any group of people." Hillsong Global pastor Brian Houston described his church as a gay welcoming church, but we are not a church that affirms a gay lifestyle. This effort to condemn Christians for simply believing the tenets of their faith has even been used by U.S. senators to justify voting against judicial nominees simply because of what they believe. For example, during a hearing for Naomi Rao, nominated by Trump to replace Brett Kavanaugh on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, Senator Cory Booker, a Democratic candidate for president, actually asked her if she believed that gay marriage is a sin. Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, responded, "We've seen a growing pattern among Senate Democrats of hostility to religious faith. I have to say, I was deeply troubled a few minutes ago to hear questioning of a nominee, asking your personal views on what is sinful." Cruz noted that Article 6 of the Constitution states there should be no religious test for any public office, but that Democrats have attacked nominees for various public offices on their religious views, including their personal beliefs on salvation. "I don't believe this is a theological court of inquisition," Cruz said. Yet, it appears it is now the mission of leftists in and out of Congress to drive Christians from public life, whether that be in government service or in the motion picture industry. "We have entered a new age in America." Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.